Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Wednesday, January 26, 2022. I am Tuva Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market today, 1,110 Grenada Cooperative Bank Limited shares are traded at a low of $8.88 and a high of $9.51 before closing at $8.94, an increase of 6 cents or 0.68%. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11.45. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.94. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 19 securities, of which 6 advanced, 7 declined, and 6 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 4.14 points to close at 2,151.82. The Composite Index declined by 7.93 points to close at 1,532.16. The Cross-Listed Index declined by 1.68 points to close at 121.81. The SME index remained at 43.37. Trading activity on the first tier market registered a volume of 766,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $9 million. NCB Financial Group Limited was the volume leader with 321,000 shares changing hands for the value of $2.5 million, followed by JMMB Group Limited with a volume of 202,000 shares being traded for $462,000 on the Jamaica Stock Exchange. In Tuesday's trading session, the following reflect the movement of the JSE indices. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 55 stocks, of which 22 advanced, 21 declined, and 12 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 30.4 million units valued at over $253.5 million. Stanley Motor Limited Ordinary Shares was the volume leader with 10 million units, followed by Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares with 6.3 million units, and Community and Workers of Jamaica CCU Deferred Share with 3.2 million units on the Barbados Stock Exchange. Zero securities traded on Tuesday, 25th January 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tuva Gibson.